All right. So if you're out there, building a freelance empire, maybe chasing the digital nomad dream, or even just trying to make working from home a little bit easier, well, we're diving into something today that you are definitely going to want to hear about. It's Notebook LM. It's an AI-powered research assistant. And it just got a huge GE upgrade.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're talking a brand new interface, some pretty wild audio features, and there's even a premium version now. So
Really?
let's break down why this actually matters for you.
Well, you know what's really interesting here is that this news is coming straight from Freelancing Insider. They're really tuned in to the needs of independent workers. So it makes sense that they're highlighting Notebook LM, especially with this update, because it seems like it's really tailored for freelancers and how they work.
Yeah, that's a great point. So let's get into it. The first thing that Freelancing Insider mentioned was this new interface. Apparently, it's designed to make research way more streamlined. Can you walk us through that a little bit?
Sure. So the new interface has three panels: their Sources, Chat, and Studio. And it's all about keeping your research organized and easy to get to all in one place.
Okay, so no more toggling between a million different tabs and apps. That alone would save me a ton of time. So I'm guessing the sources panel is where you kind of pull in all your articles, research papers, even maybe client briefs.
Exactly. It's like a central hub for all of your information. Then you've got the chat panel, which is where things get really interesting.
Ooh, let me guess. This is where the AI magic happens.
You got it. The chat panel actually lets you have a conversation with the AI about all of your different sources. You can ask it questions, get clarification on things, and it even provides citations so you know where the information is coming from.
Hold on. So instead of you just highlighting and taking notes, I can actually ask the AI to explain something I don't understand or pull out a specific detail?
Precisely. It's like having a research assistant who's already read through everything and is ready to answer any questions 24/7.
Okay, that's impressive. What about the studio panel? What's going on over there?
The studio is where you can actually create. Think study guides, briefing documents, or even audio summaries of all your research. It's designed to help you take your research and turn it into something useful and actionable.
So instead of me spending hours trying to synthesize all this information, the AI can help me create like a presentation for a client, or maybe even a blog post that's summarizing key findings. That's pretty powerful stuff, especially for freelancers who are often wearing multiple hats.
Absolutely. It's all about leveraging AI to handle some of those tedious tasks so you as a freelancer can really focus on the strategic and creative work that really sets you apart.
Okay, I'm already seeing how this could be a game changer for freelancers. But Freelancing Insider also mentioned something about audio interactions. And this is where I think things get really wild.
Right, so remember those audio summaries that you can create in the studio panel? Well, now you can actually join those summaries and talk to the AI host.
Wait, seriously. It's like I'm jumping into the audio summary and having a conversation with the AI.
Exactly. It's still experimental, but the idea is that you can ask questions, get more detailed explanations, and really have an interactive learning experience. Imagine listening to a summary of some complex topic during your commute, and you can just pause it and ask for clarification on a specific point.
That's next level. I can see how this would be beneficial for anybody, but especially for freelancers who are often on the go or working in non-traditional environments.
Yeah, and Freelancing Insider actually pointed out that this could be really helpful for learning new skills quickly or getting up to speed on a new industry trend.
It's like having a personalized tutor in your pocket, ready to break down complex information whenever you need it. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it seems like Freelancing Insider is super excited about the possibilities, for this tech to really change the way freelancers learn and work.
Yeah, I'm starting to get a little excited myself. But Freelancing Insider also talked about a premium version, Notebook LM Plus. I'm guessing that's where they really see the potential for freelancers to kind of level up their game.
Definitely. Notebook LM Plus is designed for those who need to, handle bigger, more complex projects or maybe work with larger teams. For example, it has over 5 times the capacity for audio overviews, notebooks, and sources.
So for a freelancer like me, who's always juggling multiple clients and projects, this means I could basically have a separate, super detailed notebook for each one.
Exactly. And within each notebook, you can store all of your research notes, client feedback, and even drafts of deliverables. No more worrying about, hitting those storage limits or having to constantly switch between different tools.
That's a huge time saver, especially when you've got deadlines looming. Freelancing Insider also mentioned something about customization options with Notebook LM Plus.
Right. One of the cool things they highlighted was the ability to actually tailor the style and length of the AI's responses.
So if I'm working on a project that requires like a very formal tone, I can adjust the AI's output to match that style.
You got it. Or let's say you're working on a quick blog post and need a concise summary of like a really complex topic. You can just tell the AI to give you a bullet point list of the key takeaways.
That level of control could be so valuable for freelancers. Yeah, because we need to be able to adapt our communication style to different clients and projects. It's almost like having a team of specialized research assistants at your disposal.
And speaking of teams, Notebook LM Plus also offers shared notebooks with usage analytics.
So if I'm working with a client or another freelancer on a project, we can all work on the same notebook and even see who's contributing what.
Exactly. It takes the guesswork out of collaboration and makes sure that everybody's on the same page. Freelancing Insider pointed out that this could be a game changer for freelancers who are working with bigger clients or managing those complex projects with multiple stakeholders.
It's really interesting to see how these features are addressing some of the unique challenges that freelancers face.
Right. Freelancing Insider is all about making sure independent workers have the tools and insights they need to be successful. And it seems like they believe Notebook LM Plus could be a really important asset.
Okay, so we've talked about all the benefits, but I'm curious about any potential drawbacks. You know, Freelancing Insider is usually pretty good about presenting a balanced perspective. Did they mention any concerns or downsides?
Yeah, they did say that while these advancements are really exciting, it's really important for freelancers to approach them with, a healthy dose of critical thinking.
So it's not about just blindly trusting the AI to do all the work for us.
Exactly. Freelancing Insider really emphasized that human judgment and expertise are still essential. They cautioned against becoming too reliant on AI-generated summaries or interpretations, and reminded readers that these tools are still in development, and they can sometimes make mistakes or misunderstand information.
That's a really important point. Freelancers need to maintain their own standards for accuracy and make sure that they're not, giving clients misinformation.
Absolutely. And they also touched on the importance of data privacy and security, especially when using tools that handle client information.
That's something all freelancers need to be mindful of, no matter what tools they're using. Did Freelancing Insider mention anything about the cost of Notebook LM Plus?
Yes, they did point out that while the free version of Notebook LM has a lot of great features, unlocking the full potential of the platform, especially for professional use, will probably require that upgrade to the premium version. They didn't talk about specific pricing, but it's definitely something to think about when you're deciding if this tool is a good fit for your freelance business.
Yeah, it makes sense that there would be a cost for those more advanced features. But for freelancers who are just getting started or working with smaller budgets, it could be kind of a barrier to entry.
That's true. Freelancing Insider didn't shy away from that potential problem. They suggested that as these AI tools become more popular in the freelance world, it's important to think about the impact on accessibility and make sure that these advancements don't create an uneven playing field.
It's great that they're bringing those points up. It's not just about the technology itself. It's about how we're using it responsibly and making sure it benefits the whole freelance community.
Right. And in the end, Freelancing Insider concluded by saying that while Notebook LM and other AI tools show us a future where freelancers can work smarter and more efficiently, it's really important to be careful and balanced in how we approach them.
So it's about embracing the possibilities, but also, being aware of the challenges and ethical stuff.
Exactly. And in the end, it's up to each freelancer to figure out how these tools can work best for their own needs and goals.
That's a really good point. This is all super fascinating, and I'm already starting to think about how Notebook LM could fit into my own freelance work. But I'm also curious to hear your thoughts on the bigger picture here. What do these advancements mean for the future of freelancing and how independent workers learn and adapt in a world that's constantly changing?
That's a great question, and it's something Freelancing Insider seems to be thinking about too. They hinted at some of the wider implications of AI in the freelance world, suggesting that these tools could really fundamentally change the way we approach research learning and even how we talk to clients.
Okay, so we're back and ready to kind of tackle this big question. What does all this mean for the future of freelancing? It seems like Freelancing Insider is suggesting that these AI tools could really shake things up.
Yeah, definitely. They sort of hinted that the traditional lines between work and learning and even leisure are getting blurry, especially for freelancers and digital nomads.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. I feel like I'm always learning on the go, whether I'm researching a new client's industry or brushing up on a skill during my commute.
Exactly. And tools like Notebook LM seem to be speeding up that trend even more, making it so much easier to just bring learning into our everyday lives.
So it's not just about working smarter, it's about learning smarter, living smarter.
Yeah, that's the potential. But, you know, it also makes you think about who has access to these tools. Freelancing Insider really stressed that we need to make sure these advances help everybody, not just the people who can afford them.
That's a really good point. We don't want to create a situation where only freelancers with a lot of money can keep up.
Absolutely. Yeah. And even beyond the cost, there's a bigger question of how AI is going to change freelancing overall.
Mm-hmm.
Will it make the work better across the board? Will it force freelancers to become even more specialized? How will it affect how we work with clients? These are all important things to consider.
It's a lot to unpack. But I think Freelancing Insider was right on the money when they said it's up to each freelancer to figure out how these tools can work for them.
I agree. There's no one right answer for everyone. But by staying informed, being open to trying new things, and discussing the ethical side of it, we can help create a future where AI actually helps freelancers do really well.
Well said. So to all of you out there building your freelance empires, chasing those digital nomad dreams, or just trying to get the most out of your work from home setup, we really encourage you to check out Notebook LM and other AI tools and think critically about them. Experiment, ask questions, and imagine how they can make your work and life better. Who knows what could happen when you can have a conversation with your own research?
Yeah, and don't forget to share what you learn and what your experience is like. The more we all talk about these new developments and what they mean, the better prepared we'll be for the future of freelancing.
That's all for today's deep dive. Keep those minds curious, and we'll catch you next time.